Well, first I want to assure our two new priests from India that this is not the monsoon season. Not the monsoon season. Just is the rain. Thank God we are getting some rain. We're grateful. We gather together in a very special way to celebrate the love of Christ and the love of Christ born through our special gift of love that we give. And it's expressed in many ways through our St. Vincent de Paul Society. And as we approach the Word of God today and enter into the Word from the Gospel of Matthew, we hear Jesus being tested. And in the test, he gives an answer which says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's and give to God what is God's. And that really is a phrase that we could just say, well, that was then, this is now. We do have the tax man now. Yes, we do. But that's then, this is now. But bringing it into, I think, our experience of the word in our own lives, give to Caesar what is Caesar's could really mean, what is the common good that we support? What is the common good that we support in God's world? What is the common good? And then give to God what is God really could phrase for us in a special way his call and invitation to enter into love with him. And so God's love expressed as love the Lord your God with your whole heart and soul and mind and strength and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two express for us. To bring it home for our little ones in church today, it is really those moments when your parents' love is given to you in ways that sometimes aren't always understandable. Like, it's time to go and clean your room, time to go and do your homework, it's time to do all of that. And all of that is really a blessing in two forms, because it teaches you the common good for your family, but it also calls you into that relationship of Jesus Christ to love God first and to love your neighbor as yourself. Because as you do those things, you are truly saying you love your parents and you love your family in a special way. And then for our teenagers, it can sound like those moments in your life when it's really difficult to know who you are. And you're growing, you're becoming the person you're called to be, but then the question becomes, will they love me at school? Will my family accept me? Will I find myself really growing in God's love? And that invitation is to not be filled with fear, even when the alarms are going off on our phones, to not be filled with fear, but to let, as Jesus said, to trust. And to trust at a level that means you're trusting your parents to share your life with them, and you're trusting those that are closest to you and your family to love them and care for them, to take care of your brothers and sisters. And for us as adults, it is moments that are a little more complicated, a little more challenging, especially at work, and whether it's in, you know, whether we're working at school or whether we're working in an office, all of those, what's the common good becomes one question, but how can we truly love one another becomes the really bigger question. And that really is the focus of who we are before Christ and before God and before the world. And the challenge is to ask ourselves the question in business, is this good for the common good? And is this truly loving God with my whole heart and soul and mind and strength? And is this truly loving my neighbor as myself? That's really the profound statement that Jesus gives to us today. And that's in a general way. More specifically, gathered here, we have our St. Vincent de Paul Societies represented from throughout the entire diocese. And There's some things you may not realize, and I was asking the questions myself, being the new bishop. Give me some of the numbers. And the numbers are quite staggering. We have over 500 people that are serving as St. Vincent de Paul members in the diocese, which is wonderful, given the size of diocese we are. Also, we helped over 7,000 families and individuals this past year, in many ways, through St. Vincent de Paul, and then 750 individual people through the pharmacy of St. Vincent de Paul, specifically, who would not have gotten the medication they needed without us. And through the diocese, we have fed 612,000 people this past year. That's an expression of the heart of the church. And that's us giving the heart of the church to the people. And one of the ways that I think God's blessing has come back to us, there's one particular case, and I'm not going to tell you their real names, and I'm not going to tell you which parish they're from, so they're going to remain anonymous. So we'll call them Gloria and Mike. And they had three children. And Gloria and Mike, it's a true case. Gloria and Mike, he's a veteran. He had PTSD. He had a job. And Gloria also was working, and they had the kids in daycare. Well, it turned out that his PTSD activated, and he didn't know what to do. And he eventually lost his job. And then one of the children got sick, and they got knocked off of having housing. And so they were on the street. And they came to our attention, St. Vincent de Paul and Catholic Charities, and we found ourselves doing what we could to try to get them back into full society again. And so two of the people of St. Vincent de Paul, who are veterans, were able to help Mike get through the veterans process and get the help he needed for his illness and to eventually get back to work. In the meantime, we had another part of Catholic Charities and St. Vincent de Paul together helping the mother to be able to be housed with her three children and re-employed. The kids eventually made it into Catholic school, which enabled her to be able to be employed, and we had someone sponsoring the children in Catholic school. Today, they are full functioning members of our society and full functioning members of our church. That is a miracle. That is God's love pouring forth through us to a family in need. That's who we're really called to be. So as Jesus says to us, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, it's really about the common good. And he says, give to God what is God, and it's really about us loving God with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength and loving our neighbor as ourselves and acting on it, and acting on it. To our St. Vincent de Paul members, much love, much love. You are the heart of the church. You express the love of the church. To our St. Vincent de Paul pharmacy folks, much love. To our Catholic Charities folks, much love to them. Footnote, the tornado we had up in towards Petal and Hattiesburg, 19 families got displaced. Their homes were destroyed. We just finished rebuilding all of them through Catholic Charities. That's the heart of the church. That's really who we are. Let's pray during this Eucharist for all the folks that minister in these ministries, but especially for all the folks that we minister to in these ministries.